This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. The NIT has been cut in half, the field, and it's going to be all in Dallas. They're going to have a bubble in Dallas. That is going to happen.
So more insignificant sports in Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, that nobody cares about.
Yep.
Right? I mean, how is there... Every sport is insignificant in Dallas, isn't it?
Are the Stars any good? That's the only hope they have, right?
I don't know that.
Yeah,
no one knows anything about hockey.
Yeah.
We know... They got Luka.
Yeah, and even Luka.
They got Luka. They don't want Porzingis.
Well, who does? Does it play in...
Okay, ready? Name all the Rangers you know.
Texas Rangers? Is Odor still there?
Yeah.
I'm out. They're anonymous.
They're the worst.
Yeah, I don't care.
They're insignificant. They're irrelevant in every sport. And John Clay, well, we've got the Astros in Houston.
That's
all
our saving,
the Lone Star State.
That's our saving grace.
Yeah. Texas Independence Day, Dell. It's today.
So how are you celebrating this great day in Texas history?
185 years ago, they signed 60 guys signed Texas Independence on this date. So how are you celebrating, Lance, Texas Independence Day?
A barbecue or maybe that ziti.
Where did you get baked ziti?
You.
Ooh, are you saying that on the air? What if your wife's listening?
I think she's listening.
Is she? And you didn't tell her that I gave you two giant bowls of it?
Well, see, she won't eat it. Like,
yeah, but
that's
you
pasta,
had that for the
so
kids.
She probably won't eat it. Yeah, the kids could have eaten it.
Yeah.
Are there mushrooms in it?
Yeah.
That's all I needed to hear.
They don't. Their kids won't eat them?
No, but you can easily pick through a mushroom. You can get to the sausage.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
I wasn't supposed to. I was just sitting there eating it with, like, picking just it out with my feet. And you know, pizza came up here too.
Oh,
the thin crust pizza.
I saw it. It was thin crust. It was good.
It was good.
Fratelli's?
Yeah, Fratelli's.
Fratelli?
Yeah.
Where is that?
I'll have to look it up. I don't know.
It was good. This thin crust pizza, Josh mentioned them on the air and they brought food up. Is it that simple?
Well, not for us in the morning. It didn't seem like.
Hey, Fratelli's.
They don't open till 11.
Now, did I end up getting Fratelli's?
Okay. Sure. Bring us a pizza and make sure you got some fries with it.
Apparently.
I had already eaten John Ziti yesterday, and I'm like, and Todd comes in, hey, there's Fratelli's pizza right there. I'm like, ugh.
And
I can't let it not go. It's free pizza. Ugh.
And since they brought the food, I'll get their name right. Apparently, it's not I Fratelli.
Yeah.
I Fratelli Pizza.
Yeah, there it is.
Where are they?
I'll bring it up again. They are,
11,300 K
Freeway. They didn't bring us pizza. They brought other shows pizza. 11,300 Katy Freeway, Suite 700.
We need people to bring us food.
Katy Freeway.
Well, get up early, iFratelli. Get your ass up here. Let's go.
I would like to order banh mi. And
iFratelli doesn't make banh mi.
I forgot to answer Raul. He sent me a text and I was in the middle of
draft. Oh, you're the worst person.
Well, you're in trouble for trying to make fun of him.
Yeah, he's not going to text you because you've been disrespectful.
Yeah, you've been kind of disrespectful.
See, there it is. That's not how you attract people.
That's just really not the way that goes down.
Better get up here with some food, Raul, or else.
Raul, you can bring up servings for myself, Lance, maybe an intern. John doesn't seem like he really wants any.
Or else, I swear, health department probably closed you down.
Pork belly sandwich. He's got a pork belly sandwich he's doing.
I want that.
Well,
mac and cheese.
He said everyone
and brisket
except John.
Quesadilla thing he's got going on.
Oh, the birria tacos, too, are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think those are on Tuesdays, actually. It's probably but you got to get your orders in early. He sells out like
crazy. And you're telling him now. Jerk.
Well, he sells out already.
Everything here.
He sells out already.
You know, you could go through the process of ordering it yourself, John.
He doesn't listen to me, really.
No, I mean order it, like actually buy.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody's going to do that. Is he going to deliver it?
No one's going to do that. They sell out every single time.
Yeah, no one named you will do that.
No.
Look at the privilege here. He wants people to deliver their food
privileged.
From Atascocita.
He's very privileged.
From Humble.
Yeah. That's exactly what I want. Okay.
And this is why Raul disrespects you, because you show him disrespect as well.
No, I did not. I said for an Italian, you're not good
with
food.
For an Italian, you're not very good with the respect.
Apparently, JJ Jordan is working more, but still has not. There's talk about possibly about him working first base now.
Oh no, they said you can forget him in the outfield.
Yeah,
there's an article that came. I think it was Brian McTaggart said, "Doesn't look like outfield's really in the cards for him." I'm like, good. The guy with double patella issues?
Yeah.
Who's a giant anyway?
No, I don't want him in the outfield.
I never
did. Alanis Diaz can play out there when Brantley
I never did want him out there.
No.
First base, get him his reps, and if he needs to be DH the whole year, then do that.
Then Yuli can move to third when Bregman or Correa take off. I mean, this is simple.
They can figure this out.
Yeah.
Figure this out.
Or even Yuli can play some second, too, when you got to rest L2.
Do you think a deal gets done with McCullers or you're going to say no on McCullers. Do you think a deal gets done with Carlos Correa before the season starts? You felt pretty confident they're going to bring Correa back.
Yes. I know for a fact. I know it was actually an emotional meeting that they had with him.
What does that mean?
At an event. They were...
Like you had too much to drink and you're hugging. And
no, Crane and his wife, I don't think it was too much to drink. I think it was, it might have been
one of the first time they had, I love you, brother. I love you, too.
They had seen him in a while. No. How proud they were of him, how happy they were about the way he handled the whole scandal, about how clutch he was, how they wanted him to be here for long term, that they want to work out a deal. Now, then there's the economics of it. And whether or not the agent and the agency is going to be difficult to work with because this is their only athlete. And so they're going to, they can't make a bad deal because otherwise they're going to ruin themselves in the athletic field. So I think this is
a real concern. He's going to ask for a lot more than people think. And
you'd almost rather have him have Boris.
Said nobody ever.
Yeah, right. No. I'm trying to take that back right now. Because Boris, he thought Keuchel was a $300 million pitcher. I mean.
And then he got fired.
Yeah. And who was it? Which catcher was it?
Machete, didn't he?
No, it was
Chirinos?
Chirinos. When he wanted $15 million for him.
Wait, that was Chirinos?
And he signed for $1.5 million.
That's right. It was Chirinos.
Yeah. He was like, yeah. And then so Chirinos fired him.
Serious question. Do you think any organization has had more catchers than the Houston Astros over the last 20 years?
Well, they had Castro for a while. Remember, he was here for a good six years.
You think that long?
Yeah.
They had Pudge. Remember when we had Pudge?
He was a first-round pick. Yeah, we had Pudge for a few years, too. About a good three or four years. Yeah. It is a revolving door. There's no question about it.
Well, I think from a career, like I've been a lifelong Astros fan.
No, it's
from
the worst.
From a career.
Listen, like the history of this organization, it's probably the worst position. Well, it's the worst catching a situation in the history of all of the teams in this league.
There's a really good chance that's accurate.
Yes.
I remember Alan Ashby was the catcher, and we were excited about, hey, Ash is up to 240.
Right.
Well, Robbie Wine was your first round.
Tony Eusebio.
Mitch Molusky, burnout. These guys, Jason Castro, there was nothing good about Jason, but he's back. So congratulations there.
Yeah. I guess. No, he was a 215 guy. Yeah, that was what you were going to get. 912 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to. Get in here.
That's a split I'd like to see. Do you have splits for all-time Astros catchers stats?
Yeah.
Like just the stat at every position.
Yeah, right. Where you rank in the league? Somebody get on that.
Somebody put that together for us, please.
Well, yeah. The batting average of the catchers in Astros history versus the batting average of teams since 1960. Well, 65 when they changed the Astros. They were 63 when they changed, whatever the year was. Just whatever it is, just get that together and get that to us as soon as you can. 713-780-3776. I want to talk right now about the MMA law firm. That's McClenny, Mosley, and Associates. And these guys are awesome. They deal with insurance. They deal This is what they do mainly as lawyers is they deal with insurance companies. And they try. The little guy is the one who loses all the time in the insurance battle. The insurance companies are always going to try to work you. They make their money because they don't pay off on these claims. So we had the Arctic blast. We've had hurricanes. I don't know. Listen, your roof could need, for whatever reason, from the storms, that could need fixing. The Arctic blast, obviously, with the pipes breaking. All of this stuff that goes on and is natural and is it happening to your home or your business that you need to get, you know, your claim to pay off for you. Well, a lot of times the insurance companies are nah. That's when you need McClenny, Mosley & Associates. You go to largelosslawyers.com, largelosslawyers.com, and they will look at your policy and claim absolutely free. And they'll advise you on the best course of action, can fight for proper compensation for you. Get back to living your life and get that money from an insurance company. largelosslawyers.com.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the FM. All you got to do is say your mouth.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you hear him up it for me?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 917 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on the show. If you would like to get in here, you are more than welcome. 30 players, a new hope for 30 players in 2021. I was surprised. Shohei Ohtani, he signed for not all that much money. I was surprised at how little.
Well, he's
always
hurt.
Yeah, he's always hurt. Always hurt. But they've got guys that have got to step up. Trey Mancini is on this list. Did you see Trey Mancini have his first at bat?
Yeah, after cancer.
Yeah, after, was it colon? Or
colon cancer.
Colon cancer.
Big deal, yeah.
And he beat it, and he got a standing ovation. That's a guy who has got, new hopes. Andrew Benintendi, he's a guy who is going to, Gary Sanchez, looking for new hope. They've got the Astros. Who do you think the Astros is? New hope for 2021.
New hope, Yordan?
Is Jose Altuve. Altuve.
Yeah, I guess that makes some sense.
This cheating scandal, the suspensions, Altuve and the Astros followed that up with a subpar. Altuve followed up with subpar regular season, six-time All-Star, blah, blah, blah. He just hit 219, 286 on base, and 344 slugging. All career lows.
Were those his final numbers last year?
Yeah. And he in the postseason, 375, 500, and 729. Five homers and 11 RBIs in 13 games to get the Astros within a game of the World Series. But 21 represents a chance for Altuve to regroup and rediscover his all-star form and the ability to throw to first base. And I just added that part.
That's the part that's maybe most scary
but
to me.
But you know what? Altuve was bad. Remember in the middle of the season, he was like, take me out of the two hole, drop me in the order.
Yeah, he was asking.
I want to hit seventh or eighth because I don't belong up here. And
they said no, thankfully.
Yeah, and Dusty was like, nah, you're where you're at. And sure enough, in the postseason, he stepped up. Remember how bad Christian Yelich was last year?
Yeah.
Christian Yelich was just as bad.
Was he that bad?
He was that bad. He started 1-for-27 with 12 strikeouts to start the regular season.
We're talking about an MVP.
Yes. Yes. He was awful last year. Max Muncy needed a bounce back year, but they had, somebody else. The Dodgers had, who was the right fielder with the pretty right field
Oh, not Jock Peterson.
Bellinger?
Bellinger. Oh. Cody Bellinger was terrible, too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was awful.
Wasn't he the one that was so bad in the playoffs?
And he was the one bitching at the Astros, and they were like, oh, really? Look at you. How bad you are. And, oh, look at Altuve. Well, look at you. You suck, too. You suck, too.
In real life, if it wasn't for the Astros with the stuff, I mean, the Dodgers are the least likable team in baseball.
Yeah, and now they signed Trevor Bauer, who's hateable.
No, it's not even close.
I mean, not hateable, hated. Hated.
By a lot of people.
By a lot of people, me included. You see, your boy Tom Herman got a job.
Where'd he go?
Chicago Bears.
He said he was going to go to the NFL.
Yeah, you talked to him, and he said, I'm going to the NFL.
He just said there's got a couple things brewing, and he said he was looks like he's going to do the NFL thing.
He's a consultant.
Okay.
Offensive consultant. Which
that's an interesting role for him because he was an OC for I'm trying to think who's quarterback there right now. I mean,
Nick Foles.
Foles.
That's it. Because Trubisky's a free agent.
It's not like they're going to have Dwayne Haskins come in. He's with the Steelers.
Yeah.
Because I say Haskins because he was part of that offense that Herman was running. That's interesting that he is a
The Bears are going to do something with a quarterback, though, aren't they? The Bears have got to do something.
Yeah, well, I don't know. What are they going to do? Where do they draft?
Bring somebody. I mean,
do they? Well, like, seriously, what's the Bears' first round pick?
20th.
Yeah. Bring
up,
who?
I looked Sam it up Darnold? For to see what the Texans, if the Texans could trade Deshaun there. And
Sam
20,
Darnold?
They could. Yeah, there's an idea.
Well, Deshaun, having Tom Herman there as a consultant would make some sense because the offense, how it's run and things that, you know, I mean, Chicago's the type of team that it would, they are actually a team that would make a ton of sense for Deshaun from a standpoint of lifestyle, you know, in Chicago, big city. I don't know, maybe not the cold weather. I don't know how that would affect him, but because he's been in warm weather environments.
Oh, and he's loving the summer, though.
He's talked about Miami, San Francisco. Well, San Francisco can get chilly.
Not like Chicago.
But not like Chicago.
No.
He'd love the summer, but he wouldn't be playing football there in the summer. But that's a team that would make a ton of sense from a standpoint of they need to win right now. But I don't know that they can give up picks that would make I don't know that they could do what it would take to make the Texans.
I was listening this morning, Keyshawn and them. They were talking. Why would Russell Wilson want to go to Chicago? He got a better team in Seattle. I'm not sure that's the case. Defensively, Seattle sucked.
They had injuries too. That their secondary. There's going to be some guys who get healthy. I think Seattle should be better defensively.
The Bears
this year.
Made the playoffs this year. Actually played with the Saints a little bit in the postseason.
I like Chicago's potential.
Yeah.
They're not good offensively.
No, and they're losing Allen Robinson, who's a free agent. But you can go get
Allen Robinson might come back if you had to show.
Yeah, him. But they're talking about 5 years, $100 million.
You bring in good, then you bring in Will Fuller.
Right, you can get him for about 80 million.
If that, I mean, you might be able to play hard. Maybe he'd be willing to take less to play at Deshaun.
Maybe.
And
well,
he's from. Remember, he went to Notre Dame.
What are the Bears giving up for Deshaun?
Well, you mentioned that Jeff Darlington was on ESPN yesterday and said it's going to be tough to find a team that's willing to give up as much as the Bears will right now. So apparently he's under the impression the Bears are willing to give up everything.
The Bears are going to be desperate.
Pace has got to win now, right?
Pace's job is going to be on the line. The Bears are going to be desperate. The question is, what do you get? And more than likely, you're going to be getting future starters. Like, you're going to be getting guys who have starting potential with the Bears, guys who are starters right now with the Bears. You would get a chance to dress up your lineup right now with some starters. I still want to get probably three firsts and three players. I don't know if they'd want to do that. When I say three players, I mean one of them I'd want Jalen Johnson, the corner they drafted in the first last year. I'd want Jalen Johnson, although he's had some injury issues. I'd probably want a defensive lineman. And then I don't know who else. I'd have to think about it. I mean, you could use help on your defensive side of the ball. And then you want draft picks. Maybe you take two firsts and a second that could move to a first if Deshaun Watson makes an NFC championship game, something like that.
I listened to the audio. It's not great, so I didn't want to put it on the air because it's someone pointing their camera at the phone or their phone at the TV, excuse me. So it's not great audio. But he says that the Texans have a victim right now, and it's the Bears. The Bears are vulnerable. Ryan Pace is vulnerable. Mm-hmm. They have to find a guy, and they're willing to give it all up. And if the Bears move
the 20th pick?
Like he said, players, I assume, starting players. And multiple first-rounders. So what he's saying is that's a team that's willing to give you everything that it will take.
You don't need Roquan.
The Texans don't?
Yeah.
No. Why not?
Well, you got
he's going to cost a bunch of money, but you got nothing. You got a guy that makes tackles down the field. We got to quit acting like...
Well, you got Zach Bernard Cunningham and you got Zach. Well, of all the positions, that's not the position you need. Well,
they're not good. They're just being paid a lot. That's the reason why you wouldn't bring
in
Roquan.
That's not a good linebacking core. Bernardrick McKinney, you could cut. But regardless, I don't know that they would want to give him up. See, a guy that I like a lot is Roy Robertson Harris, but I think he's going to be a free agent. He was a guy that I really liked coming out of UTEP.
Let's see. You want Jalen Johnson? Kyle Fuller, maybe?
I like Jalen Johnson. He's on a rookie deal.
It's
going to be his second year in the league.
Akeem Hicks?
Yeah, that's a veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take Akeem Hicks.
You got to see what their contracts are first, though.
Yeah, you plug him right in the middle.
Yeah.
If you trade Deshaun, that's minus $22 million on your cap.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Yes, yes, yes.
It sucks up all the J.J. Watt money. That's gone. J.J. Watt and then Nick Martin.
Well, what is it? No, it's minus 22 from Deshaun being on it?
Yeah.
You lose 22 more million.
If you move Deshaun.
Yeah. It's a cap hit of 22 million.
In that neighborhood, maybe a little bit more. And you're going to take a cap hit because the league cap is going to go down. So Nick Martin and J.J. Watt together, I think, equal the hit that you would take from the league cap going down and from Deshaun. So it's not going to be as easy. Like I said, no one ever talks about that nationally. No one ever talks about the cap hit. They just go Rapunzel with they're somehow trying to save Deshaun Watson. They never talk about the $22 million cap hit it is, and they never talk about the $27 million signing bonus you already gave him. And I don't know, could you go after it? If he doesn't play a game for you, can you get your $27 million back? Prorated?
Yeah, I don't know. See, SpotTrac has it as a dead cap of 67.
Who?
SpotTrac does.
Dead cap of 67 minus, but that's then you got to subtract what the cap number is.
His cap number is only 15.9.
Well, that's in 21.
16, right, 21. I think this is spread over 2 years. Uh-huh. It's got to be spread over.
Yeah, it is. It's 40 whatever divided by two.
Right. Great. You got this year and next year. You got 20 and 20. It's spread out over 2 years.
Oh, sweet.
Sweet. Yeah, that's nice.
Everyone, free Deshaun, like, you're going to give us our 40 freaking million against the cap?
Yeah.
You dumbasses? Do y'all understand what's a... And he's got $27 million of our... He's just buying Lambos. Can we get a Lambo back? At least two Lambos back?
No.
I don't remember Rapunzel getting the opportunity to buy a Lambo.
She was stuck.
Yeah, she was actually stuck up there.
She did not have a picture with like seven Lambos going to a place to drop off to a food
Was
drop.
Rapunzel in Miami over the weekend watching a fight and hanging out? I don't remember.
He's been spending a lot of time in Miami.
Yeah, it's funny. What's his name? Jason. He runs for the win. What's it?
McIntyre?
He's like, man, Deshaun's in Miami again. The Dolphins are really putting on the full court press. I was like, excuse me. If the Dolphins are actually doing anything, that's called tampering. They can't put on a full court. And as you've mentioned, Deshaun's former college teammate is a Dolphin, Christian Wilkins. And Miami's a nice place to be. They can't put on a full court press.
No.
And even if they did, they should be pressing Casario, not Watson.
You can put any full court press. Deshaun, you really need to come here. I'm trying to. Y'all need to stop. It's not my call.
929 ESPN 97.5 7378033776 to hang out with us here. Come on, hang up.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. So Lance did, he's a numbers guy.
Yeah, I went and crunched some numbers, and it appears as though since 2000, over the last 20 years, the Astros have had 23 catchers.
Well,
now they did lock in for a while with
J.R. Tolles in there.
Yeah, of course he is, John. I'm not going to play the game where I ask you to identify every catcher, but you could knock off just off the top of your head. Just start knocking them off.
Oh man,
2020. Tolles is gone.
Tolles is gone. Raul Chavez.
Raul Chavez was on a lot of teams.
Paul Bacco.
Bacco. Eusebio.
Pudge Rodriguez. Jason Castro,
Pudge Rodriguez, yes.
Chirinos and Machete. And, backups, man.
McCann.
Oh, yeah, Brian McCann. There's so many. There's so many backups, though, that you don't know. Osmus, obviously.
Osmus. Osmus was, there's two long-term guys.
Osmus and Castro. One.
Yep.
Osmus and
Castro. As far as starters.
Right.
Jason Castro down.
Eusebio Baca. Down. They were all here. How many do I have so far?
Well, you still have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 to go.
12 to go.
You're not going to get three of them. Impossible. It's during the dead years. You're missing some easy ones. One of them is kind of a catcher, kind of a caveman, kind of
Evan Gattis.
Yeah.
Kind of a catcher, kind of a
one. This guy was kind of a prick. You don't have to dump it, Dell. Don't reach over there.
He didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't even move. Relax.
Oh, Mitch Molesky.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah, there we go. I feel like I'm playing a game show now.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, this guy had a very little time. We say you're trying to get this kind of time so that you can get to free agency quicker. Used to play with the Reds. He was also in the 90s Astros. He came back and
Scott
did more
service.
Yes. Ding.
Oh, service time.
Ding. Okay, yes. This guy was a redneck catcher. You said he reminded you of a little redneck.
Oh, Greg Zahn.
Yes, ding, ding. This guy was also nicknamed Q. He was a catcher. He was Latin. Yes, Humberto Quintero. Bing. Also, Eric Munson. I don't know what to say for that one.
Oh, Herman.
Yes. This guy.
Eric Munson. I don't remember Eric Munson.
Neither do I.
This guy was Asian. He did robots.
Oh.
He couldn't throw anyone out.
Hank Conger.
Yes. Hank Conger. Bing. This guy was actually a starter for more than you would expect in the with the Astros that won a World Series. He was a minor leaguer who came up. He had two S's in his name.
Sasser. Not Sasser.
Yeah. Okay. He's not sassy, but he's
sass.
He's not sassy, but he's he's got a T in his name. Also,
Tasser.
No, not Tasser.
Stassi.
Stassi. Yes.
Stand back, Stassi.
Max Stassi. This guy.
Thinking of the World Series team from 05.
Yeah. This guy is an Italian. He is. He's an Italian. He's got two Z's in his name and his last name. He played it during the dark period of Astros baseball that nobody watched
except Charlie.
Matt Pagnazzi.
I got
no idea.
Never heard
John,
of him,
you love to say his name. His first name is Juan. But you love to say this man's name. Catcher in that 2016-17 era. Juan, what's his last name? You love to say this last name. It rolls off the tongue. Juan.
Scrub.
Juan Scrub. No. Juan
Juan. Yeah. Well, I tried to him.
Juan Centeno.
No, I think you already had Centeno, didn't you?
No, he didn't say Centeno.
No, yes. Centeno was
Juan Centeno.
Oh, yeah. I forgot him.
You love saying Centeno.
Okay. I forgot him, too.
This guy's not corporate, but he's kind of like that. Chris Corporan.
What? Never. Okay. Chris really? Corporate.
It's not corporate.
This guy's Chris Snyder. Okay.
No, you wouldn't idea, know him, right? No idea.
This guy's Cody Clark.
No idea.
That's it. Oh, this guy's kind of French. He just caught. He's a Frenchie. He's like, look at me, Cage.
Oh, did he tackle the pitcher?
Yes, this guy tackled the pitcher.
Can't remember
his name. He's like, I'm going to get this curveball perfectly framed. Dustin.
Yeah.
Garneau?
Yes, Garneau. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Da-da-da. Ba-da-ba.
How many catches was that again?
24, actually.
24.
Because I'd forgotten about Chirinos.
Oh, Chirinos or Centeno?
Not Chirinos. You forgot about the
Centeno.
Other guy.
Centeno. Juan Centeno.
I had Centeno here.
Oh, you had
Centeno? I didn't have Chirinos on
Oh, you
didn't
have Chirinos on there?
Yeah. It's a lot of catchers.
It's a lot of catchers. And yeah.
I told you. Chris Snyder?
It's a different catcher. More than a different catcher every year.
Would Charlie remember Matt Pagnazzi?
Oh, probably.
Would Charlie remember Cody Clark?
Probably.
Would he remember Chris Snyder?
Would
Charlie remember every catcher on this list?
Yeah.
I believe yes.
He's not Hank the Asian. He's Hank Conger.
Hank Conger.
Hank the Asian.
Little known fact, unless you're a numbers guy like me, 41 attempted steals, 40 steals. Only threw out one of 41 one year. The worst percentage in baseball history, Hank Conger. And one of the most fun guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he was awesome.
Hank Conger was awesome.
Just
not at throwing guys out.
No, just not good.
Yeah, a little pop in his bat.
It's probably, but offensively, it's probably, I think it was proven that the Astros were the catching position was the worst offensive position one year, because they'll give you by position what each team is doing offensively. And I remember the Astros were the worst catching position. But I think over this 20-year period, these two decades, you would have to argue. I would bet that the Astros would be the worst at that position over the last 20 years.
Yeah. I would say you're probably right.
Offensively.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because really good defensive catches.
I don't remember a time. Even Brian McCann was like more disappointing than he was when he was with New York. I don't remember a time you said, man, we got a really good hitting catcher. It happens out of nowhere, like, man, Machete's hitting the ball really well right
well,
now.
Well, no, yeah.
It's
every
in
once
runs,
in a while.
Just
yeah,
a run.
Every once in a while.
Now,
early in the season.
A good hitting catcher. Now,
Eusebio was a decent hitting catcher.
Yeah. Subi was the back end of 2000. But yeah, in general, Subi was a decent hitting catcher. But he was
Pudge
never,
was a good hitting
he
catcher.
He was never a full time catcher.
That year.
For 93 games he played?
Yeah. That year. I thought he was here
longer, right.
But he
I think, just listen to this name. That's just since 2000. Just listen to these names. Like, and I don't know that anyone, there's probably not a lot of organizations that have great hitting catchers. That's really not going to be the case. Like every once in a while, somebody will get a superstar catcher. Okay. You know, Buster, not only, but.
Posey.
Buster Posey. Okay. Well, so they had a catcher that could hit for a while.
Yeah.
Yvonne Rodriguez.
But how would you
good,
like to have had Molina all these years?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, Yadier Molina would be
nice. Oh my God, he's a Hall of Famer. Yadier is a Hall of Famer.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
He's a Hall of Famer. Yadier is absolutely.
Never think about him in the Hall of Fame, but you might be right.
Oh no, I think he absolutely is going to be a Hall of Famer. The number of games played and the postseasons that he's had and the hits that he's had.
Golly, what are they? He's been playing since 2004.
Yeah, he's a
17 years. Yeah. He's been with one team.
How about that? They've been solid.
Oh, my God.
Position.
He's 100% Hall of Famer. I mean, it's, you know, his OPS is 737, but.
That's a catcher position, though.
Yeah. He's hit 281, which is really good. He's 160. Yeah, but from.
He's a 281 career average?
He had. What? He was an MVP. He finished third and fourth in MVP voting.
He's a good man. He's been.
He finished
How
third
would you like to have
fourth.
That? Okay. Look at the number of catchers that they've had.
Gold Glove winner 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. Oh, yeah. You're right. He is a Hall of Famer.
No, he is, yeah. He's the gold standard for defensive catchers, I think.
Postseason's, you know, pretty standard. You
honestly,
know?
He's one of the top defensive catchers of all time.
9 All-Star games. 9 gold gloves total, it says.
Mm-hmm.
He got a silver slugger one year. Let me see if they've got Hall of Fame, the number here. Catcher, 40 career They got WARs, Hall of Fame standards, batting 32. No, Hall of Fame monitor. Yeah, likely Hall of Famer for sure. Yeah, you're right.
He's a great player. And look at that catcher position, who was in your division for a lot of the time, and your catcher position all of these years, these 20 years. They've got to have the fewest. Cardinals have to have the fewest catchers in that time. Who else has got a catcher for the same team for 17 years?
It's impossible. Right. Now, it felt like that with Ausmus. It felt like, because when you went Ausmus to Jason Castro, it felt like just one big, long,
non-hitting.
Yeah. It was like the Astros had, it was like we had it at shortstop.
Yeah. With Until Tim Bogar, Carlos Correa. Until Carlos Correa.
Tim Bogar.
Shortstop was the next worst position. Or
Tim Bogar. And who's the other Tim Bogar? The Astros had two Tim Bogars.
Oh, yeah. Adam Everett.
Yeah. It's weird to be able to get two catchers who are the same and two shortstops who are the same.
Exact same.
Bogar and Everett.
Nice.
What's the difference? Same thing. And then he drafted a guy named Giovanni Meyer who couldn't even get to the league.
Couldn't get. No, he got to the league.
No, the Astros.
No, with the Astros.
He was 150 pounds.
Yeah. No, he couldn't
Sideways hat guy, too.
All right. 944 ESPN. 975-713-780-3776.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we're back here on ESPN 97.5, 947. Lance's last segment. What do you think? What do you think will be played at the end of the segment, though?
Anyone's guess, John.
We don't have any.
Yeah, who knows?
No one knows. No one knows.
Maybe a sound of a cow making a motorboat sound when he's on the boat. Going.
Lance, you think this may be your most disrespectful show ever?
I'm tired of us.
Yeah. Everyone laughing at us. And you know what? It probably isn't helping. Well, I want the Rockets to lose a lot. It's like, I guess it'll be easy to take my kids to a Rocket game now.
Dude, I have a buddy who had tickets last night that he sells them. No one would buy that ticket last night.
No one wants to see the Cavs.
Not for a quarter of the price. Not for a tenth. No one would buy the ticket.
Who wants to see the Rockets play the Cavs?
My kids would have to watch Sexton for a bunch of the game.
My kids don't watch basketball, and they know every player. No. And they argue about every player.
Well, why don't you take them to the game then?
I'm going to, I guess.
Yeah. I just
have draft stuff I got to do, but
I'll be interested because I thought for sure that this game tomorrow night would sell.
And it will, right? I think. Yeah. The Nets, yeah. Harden back in town. Well, it's going to be a stripper fest at the game.
Okay.
Act like it's not.
So the
stripper palooza tomorrow.
Well, that was the under over because this is the last game before the break.
Mm-hmm.
Under over a number of strippers James will have danced for him.
Yeah, he doesn't have to head out anywhere, right?
Okay, which is higher, points scored or strippers dance?
No points.
Are you sure?
Yeah, okay. Here's a question I would ask. Do you think James...
The guy who's had his jersey retired already?
No, I know, but don't you think there is, like, the top strippers probably? Like, James says these are the three best. You don't want G League strippers. You want superstar Max Dollar strippers.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he wants superstar Max Dollar strippers.
If I set a number of 7.5, does that feel too high or too low?
Well, he's going to be here for a couple days probably because...
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just talking about one outing.
How about this is where he finishes up the first half of the season? I mean, could have worked out better for him?
Couldn't have happened better.
I mean, this is his most familiar ground with, you know, this is his home court.
Well, he'll be out and about.
This is his home stripper court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I mean, he's
it's not like strip clubs have actually shut down, or I don't even know that they follow rules.
I've never heard of anyone having their number retired in a strip club until James.
Well, now you know what the ultimate weapon is all about.
Well, and no, wait a minute. 2 days. I'm sure he's here tonight. Now, okay.
And remember, All-Star Weekend has been condensed.
Now Houston is actually a road game. How will he perform in the best stripper cities? Because his numbers are down. Tonight he'll be here. Tomorrow night he'll be at a strip club. And probably the next night he'll be at a strip club. Before the All-Star, during the All-Star break. He probably won't go to Atlanta until Friday.
Probably hang out
or Saturday even.
It's going to be going down
be in none
Atlanta.
That's true too.
It's going to go down in Atlanta,
but this
he is
going to
want to be back. He has friends here. Yeah, this is still home for
him.
This
is home.
He'll probably want to hang out.
I mean,
do you think it has to be at a strip club?
What?
Can't it just be in a club?
Why?
Why
will he go
do
to
that?
Turkey Hut? Yes or no?
Why not?
That's a possibility, but I'm
for
sure
lunch tomorrow. For lunch,
yeah,
on Thursday or something.
I bet he goes.
He might be there today.
Turkey Leg Hut. Yeah, absolutely.
Or just coming back from the strip club about 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
There's a possibility.
Why would he not go to Turkey Leg Hut? It would make sense. They got good food.
Yeah.
He's going to get things that he really missed here. And strippers are probably going to be one.
Well, do you think he's going to 13?
Is that open?
I don't think so.
That's his restaurant.
That's his restaurant. Well, I'm sure I'll go check it out, maybe.
I may go give it a try and just see how the food is.
Yeah.
I'll just check it out. I went to a place called 93 Till. You got to go check that out. Good food. They're all small plates, so you could order the whole menu. Would you eat frog legs? They have frog legs. Would you eat frog legs?
No, my wife would. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
Would you eat frog legs, Del?
Nah. I wouldn't do it.
They have frog legs on the menu.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't need that.
To answer your question,
why not just get chicken? If it tastes like chicken, get chicken.
Exactly. 13 is open.
It is open?
Yes.
Oh, go there.
Maybe how are the reviews?
I don't know. There's just this big write-up on the chef there.
Oh, what does it say? By who? Our very own Eric Sandler?
No, HoustoniaMag.com. I haven't read it. I'm just trying to figure out if the place is open yet, and it looks like it is.
What's it called? 13 Restaurant?
Just 13.
13.
I'm trying to see if he has, if Eric Sandler has an article.
Actually, hold on. James timed this really well. 13 was doing small tastings before, but now they're fully open on Thursday.
Oh, perfect.
Nice.
Look at it. Did that not work out?
They're having a grand. Oh,
yeah. That's James. John's looking at his restaurant right now.
They're having a grand opening tonight, which James can attend because he's in town. And then they're having the full open on Thursday.
There it is.
Works out perfect. Look at that.
Hold on. Somebody who might know said that, I want to see if this is true, that he can't leave the hotel.
Oh, that the NBA rules, maybe. Road teams in cities.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to be followed.
He can go on Thursday. It's over. The first half is over.
Is James really going to follow the rules?
He can leave the hotel Wednesday night.
Well, you know what? Maybe there is something where maybe they don't just let him do whatever. Maybe there's somebody from the league who's there.
They have like one of those
monitors.
Yeah,
it might be
there.
Something where James, because you don't, like James would do that with the Rockets, but he's not going to do that with the Nets.
Look, he can't, I guess if the rules are in place, he can't leave tonight. But the game is on Wednesday. He'll be done. The first half is over. He'll be able to do what
if
he
you
wants.
Don't go to the hotel. If you don't actually go to the hotel, then who can tell you not to leave the hotel?
The All-Star game is this weekend. If he's out and about, will he be allowed to play in the All-Star game?
No.
Absolutely not.
I guess not.
Come on. Y'all think he's not going to show up in Houston?
Oh, he's.
Of course, people with cameras.
But people with cameras.
No cameras. You get cameras at the door.
He's not going to show up to the grand opening of his own restaurant?
Yes, he is.
Then
and
he can't.
You know what, though? Cameras at the door.
With a mask.
He better have a mask
trouble,
on.
Huh?
Would he get in trouble with a mask?
If that's the rules.
You can't have a certain amount of people in the place. That's one of the rules. NBA would investigate.
He'll be in his own private room.
Yeah, probably.
Come out, wave or something. Let's get Keith in
maybe
here.
Maybe he'll hang a baby long. In a blanket over a balcony somewhere.
He's not that's Mike.
Oh, he's
Michael
not
Jackson. Mike.
That's right. That was Michael Jackson.
Blanket baby. What's up, Keith?
Good morning, gentlemen. I think I'm going to go to the Toyota Center box office and I'm going to ask him, do you have any tickets available for the stripper fest tomorrow?
I don't think we have stripper fest to give away.
By the way, before I got to text this thing for you guys, before I get to that, you know, this is pre-2000. Hey, the Astros have a catcher who's in the Hall of Fame. Well, he started out as a catcher. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, right. Craig Biggio. Yeah.
But that was longer than 20 years ago. We're just looking at the last 20.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, but as far as...
He caught early in the 90s.
Yeah, but
no. He was a catcher.
He caught early.
Yeah, I only started I only started in 2000. I started at 2000.
Yeah, but right. But how that right. short period of time is the only, really the best offensive catching that they've ever had.
Oh, yeah, they've sucked in the catcher position. Oh, it's like watching the pitcher hit. It's horrible. But anyway, on to the Texans. You know, guys, I hate to see Deshaun go, but, you know, you got to get another quarterback, you know, when you trade him. And to me, the most sense is the Miami Dolphins now, because you would get Tua and some draft picks. Now, I hate to now Tua. A lot of people were down on him after this season, but you know, it's his rookie year. Now, I'm not comparing him to Peyton Manning, but did you see Peyton Manning's rookie year? Did you see Lamar Jackson's rookie year? You know, there's a learning curve there. But you get him on the cheap, would you not? And then you get those draft picks. And so, what would you like to see the Texans do? And if it was Miami now. I saw your mock draft, Lance. I believe you had the Dolphins at number three taking Devonta Smith.
Yeah.
Would the Texans, if the Texans were to make this trade, who would you like to see them get with their pick?
Oh, no.
Smith was awesome. And, you know,
yeah, that's a great question. 100% trade back. I would trade back for more picks. Because even if you like Devonta Smith, you might be able to get him at 6, at 7, at 8. If any of those teams would trade up for quarterback, I would not hesitate for a single second. I would trade as soon as I got the third pick. I'm shopping it to get more picks. That's the smart move, and that's also the Patriots way. But the smart move is there's nobody at three that's going to make your team special. You get some really good players, but you have so many needs that you get more value by trading back to a quarterback hungry, quarterback needy team and picking up additional picks. That's what I would do. Look, I'm on board for. If there's one team that I would want to trade Deshaun Watson to, it's the Dolphins. Because the Dolphins, you can get picks, you can potentially get some pretty good players, and they have a pick that you can move backwards and add more picks.
And you get Tua.
The team that I would want more than anybody, yeah, and you'd probably get Tua. The team that I would want, the place that I'd want them to get traded more than anybody is definitely Miami.
You get your own pick back. That's what you
I
want.
I don't care.
You don't?
No. You don't want the third pick?
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, but this whole organization's embarrassing.
Well,
people call him.
So in other words, you traded
people on
Tua,
the streets are calling him
Tua
conductor
and Tunsil
Cal.
For Deshaun is what you're going to say.
People in the streets are calling him Conductor Cal. People are talking about he makes noises when he drives cars.
No, that's what you're doing.
You're doing that.
People,
that's
you're doing that.
Doing all of that. That's what you're doing.
You're the people.
And it's embarrassing that he goes up to the cockpit to get a captain.
You're
pin.
Saying that.
You started
people
that.
People are saying this right now.
People are you.
But people are saying it.
That's
so,
you
yeah,
saying
it's not
that.
More any more embarrassing. One fish, two fish, blue fish, you know, third round pick,
right,
give it
one
back.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Yeah, you people are talking.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, hey, that's not the remix I wanted to hear.
No, that rhymes with.
All right, goodbye.
All right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Bye,
you know
bitch.
What I'm saying? I
mean, Jack did not say that.
No, it's his, It's not Jack, clearly. It's that woman who hates LeBron.
But she's not.
They're not connected.
She's not in his show.
It's not a remix.
Stand-up.
No, it's not a remix or anything.
She's not in his stand-up.
No, but I think she speaks like all of us would like to talk to Lance.
Mm. Bye, bitch.
See, that's that is. Oh, he just dabbed on you.
I don't care. He's been dabbing on Cal all show long.
I know he really has. I think he got his press pass pulled today.
If he was ever going to get one, it's over. He's
dang
aw,
it.
Aw, shucks.
Dang it, I'm not going to be able to go. 9:59.
I can't go watch A.J. McCarron or Ryan Fitzpatrick throw to Vincent Smith or who is it?
Chad Hansen.
Yeah, Isaiah Cromwell. I don't know, some player I've never heard of.
Isaiah Coulter.
Yeah. 10 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.